Fighters today, my guest is Jason Youngberg. He's a GC in Minnesota who last year, 2021, did around $50,000 of top line revenue. And as of August of 2022, he's produced about $800,000. He'll end up producing about a million or so this year. He's got another $400,000 to produce yet at minimum this year. And he just found out right when we hit, right before we hit record today, that he's most likely getting a $2.5 million project. And on our episode today, he's going to share with you some of the key things that he believes are responsible for that big of a flip in the results that he's getting in his business. So without further ado, here's my buddy, Jason Youngberg. Jason, welcome to the fight. What's up, my man?
Not much, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So Jason's a trooper today, you guys. I'm getting married in 3 days. Today's Wednesday. I get married Saturday, so I guess that's 4 days. And I had to go get my tux, and it didn't fit right because I'm in shape. I lost since the time they measured me and stuff, I actually lost some more weight. So we had to make some adjustments to it, and that was jacked up. Had I just, not worked out, Jason, it probably would have been fine. But anyway, that's not going to happen. I know. But anyway, I want to set some expectations for this show here today. The queen is off taking one of our daughters to college up the road here, a couple hours from where we live here in Colorado, up to Colorado State. And we have a delivery coming, you guys. So I'm actually recording this where I can see the delivery truck because we missed them already once today. And so if you hear dogs freaking out and a doorbell and stuff like that, maybe we'll edit it out. Maybe we won't, depending on how bad it is. But a little unorthodox today, but I definitely wanted to have this conversation with Jason because I think those of you listening are going to be pretty blown away by some of the things he's been able to accomplish. And I just, nothing else, man. I just want you to inspire somebody, and I know you will. So welcome to the fight, man. So tell us a little bit about you, your business, where you're at, all that shit.
I'm in Moose Lake, Minnesota, with a population of about 1,600 people, general contractor. I'm actually right now gearing my business towards the all ICF, high energy efficient builds, and getting out of a lot of the smaller stuff.
How long you been in business?
Well, I started a new one in May of this year. The one I originally started last year, I still have it, but I wanted to separate the shit I owned and the work I was doing, so I've been in business 2 years, but with this one since May.
Okay, cool. So I have to say, just before we get into this, it's been awesome watching you part of Battleground because you're every now and then somebody comes along and you go, this fucker's going to make it. And you're one of them, man. Seriously, like you can just tell you've come in with a hunger. And I had a conversation the other day with a friend of mine that's something that I think is lacking in the world is a hunger to succeed. I think we've been, I don't know, how old are you?
44. I'll be right. 45 on September 13th.
I'm September 6th. I'll be 53. So there you go. Like I just, and every time I say something like this, I feel like I'm being one of those old geezers back in the day and all that shit. And I don't mean it that way, but I just think regardless of age and background and race and gender and all those different things, I've just personally witnessed what I feel is a desire for people to take the easy way, and I think I always joke, it started with the microwave, and then got to the remote control. And then we got these little boxes we carry around in our pocket that give us instant answers to everything. And I just think it's created this, and not intentionally with anybody, but I think this sense of entitlement, like, I should get success or answers or whatever right away. And I guess the point here is I've just seen a lack of hunger to succeed and do what it takes and get uncomfortable and, as the years go by. And so anyway, kudos to you for, just standing apart with that hunger, man. Cause like, it feels like every time I jump on a training call in Battleground, your face is there on the call,
that's what I'm there for. I used to box and I didn't get good at boxing by watching videos of it.
Well, that's good to know. So I never pick a fight with you.
I'm pretty much a pacifist now.
How long did you box?
Oh, I didn't really seriously do it. That I did in the Navy some, and my uncle taught me when I was a kid. But about 11, 12 years ago, he's my lead guy now, opened a gym in town, and I boxed for about 6 months there. Then I had to go back out on the road for work again. But mm-hmm. I had one Golden Gloves fight at 34 years old.
There you go. So. How'd you do?
Undefeated super heavyweight.
All right. What do you weigh?
I'm about 230 now.
Okay, and how tall?
6'1".
You're a big dude in the ring, man. That's
Yeah. Well, I was 6'3" yeah. before my back got shot out, but
literally 6'3". So you were 6'3", 2 something in the ring.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus. Now my back's kind of compressed and my knees are bad. And
So well, man, that's but your story just gets deeper, man. Every time I talk to you, it's crazy.
I'm like Forrest Gump with a shittier boat.
So, all right, before we get into some of this stuff, you're going to talk about how business has grown and your mindset's a big part of that and stuff. But something that jumped out at me right away, I hear from guys all the time is, Tom, this won't work in my area because I'm in a small town. You know what I mean? You know, and you've been in the group at least long enough now to probably see some of that stuff, maybe in the free group or whatever before you join Battleground. But that's what do you say? Yeah. Why do you, okay. Why do you look at that, man? We're like right here together. We're just connected. So why, or what do you say to somebody who's like, you can't build a successful business in a small market?
You're wrong. I mean, that's,
you're wrong. All right. Next.
It's possible, you know, you got to go about it the right way. And I sure as hell didn't do that last year. I did. I lost a lot of money last year doing it the wrong way. You know,
what are some of the things that were the wrong way?
Oh, fuck. I was doing a flat rubber roof by myself, pulling a couple miles of fence by myself. Just any job I could, like anyone that called me, I'd do the job.
Yeah.
Regardless of making money or not. Then my back went out on Halloween last year. Halloween morning, I was loading up my equipment to go to a big state job I had, and I got out of the truck and went right to the ground, and in bed for a month before I got shots so that could get me up and walking around at least. And it was a rough end to the year. And December, I ordered your book, read it, and hard restart in January, man. It changed my life.
Well, I won't tell anyone, but in your notes as we prepared for this, you said you cried a little when you read the book, but we won't tell anyone that, you know.
Oh, so. Every fucking page it felt like.
Why? Like, what was it? I haven't heard anyone cry about it yet.
I don't remember what the line was I read, but the thought that went through my head was, you're charging way more for this, working for somebody else for yourself, and now you're fucking yourself because you're the boss? Mm-hmm. I realized that I am worth that money, even though I'm not working for one of these big contractors. I'm still worth that money. You know, I still have the same knowledge, the same skills. And when I realized what I'd done to myself for that last year, I cried.
Man, I think we all have those moments. You know, it could be in our family, our health, our business, whatever, where we get on the other end of something. We look back at decisions we've made and we're like, holy shit, I've just been shooting holes in my boat. Though you brought up the boat, so I went with the boat. You know, I've been drilling holes in my own boat this whole time, you know, and sometimes it's just plain out ignorance, right? We just don't know what we don't know. And sometimes we think we're special or different or whatever. Sometimes, and I think in your case, just based on what I know a little bit, was more of just some limiting beliefs and mindset stuff. I mean, speak to that a little, man.
Yeah, it didn't make sense, you know, because on a job for somebody else, I'm confident as shit. I didn't think people would look at me without that company behind me through the same lens, you know, because I didn't have that company name on top of mine. And for some reason, I just thought I couldn't do that for myself. I knew I was capable. I just didn't think anyone would buy it, would buy me, you know, buy into me.
Yeah. So what flipped it for you?
Oh, man, I've been doing a lot of self-searching for like the last 5 years or so, a lot of digging into who I am and what makes me tick. And that was a lot of it. You know, Battleground helped a lot. I learn a lot. And that's why I'm on all them calls, because I'm constantly learning shit that helps me. And therapy helped. I was a shit show, man. I was, it was a mess. And it was all because I just didn't believe anybody would believe in me out on my own.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I don't know why. I've been very successful before this.
Yeah. Yeah. We all have our shit we got to work through. And so you shared a little bit with me before this about how, I want to give people just some tangible stuff here. Like, what'd you do in revenue last year, this year, you know, already produced and sold, and just like, it's pretty freaking remarkable, dude. Like,
last year I did about 50,000 in revenue and it cost me about 90 grand to do it. So far this year, I'm either working on or produced 800,000 ballpark. I'm looking at another close to 1 million before the end of the year. And I just got an email for a project next year that I've been working on that we're going to get together for a meeting to discuss this $2.5 million project. Mm-hmm. So I went from rags to riches, you know, like that.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I'm rich, but I'm getting out of that hole now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it. And that's it. That, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's big, right? The shift. Cause you were negative 40 grand pretty much last year when it all shook out. And the fact that you only did, you know, 50 grand top line, right? Cause you were out there, you know, not charging the right rates and working yourself to the bone and being inefficient, all that other shit. But if you had to narrow it down, let's say somebody's listening to this and they're in a similar situation, you know, I don't care what their revenue is, but they're just going wherever they're at and they go, man, I want to have a rebound like that. You know, what are some things that come to mind that you would like go to the bank with, and no pun intended, go to the bank with, like going, hey, like this is the map. What's that map look like?
A bookkeeper right out of the gate. Mm-hmm. I just hired Gina a month or so ago, 6 weeks ago or so.
Yeah.
And not chasing every job, man. You got to be okay with saying, hey, that's not what I do. Mm-hmm. You know, why the fuck am I out pulling fence posts as a general contractor?
Yeah. Well, let me tap in there, man. The reason you do it is because you're a provider.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, your fucking job is to take care of your family. And so I don't fault anybody. You know, I did it. You've done it, for just going, I got to find a way to make things work here. Right. And right. I want to make sure that that's taken the right way, that you're doing what a good provider does, which is anything you need to do to take care of the people that you love.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully within legal means. So
I was just doing it the wrong way. You know, but what really, really swung the needle for me was when I started implementing this stuff, like it's preached and preached and preached in Battleground. And like you said, you see me on every call. It's because that's what's driving this. You know, I've got my own drive. That's where I want to be, but you know, this is what's really, every day I'm one step closer, you know, one new implementation. You just got to stick with it. You got to be consistent and stick with it.
Yeah. So I don't know if you remember the first thing you implemented, but what were a couple of the very first things that you implemented that you were like, okay, I could see the light at the end of the tunnel here?
Charging enough.
Okay.
Not losing money on jobs. You know, I started making a profit instead of losing money all the time. And I had to get over the mindset that a profit for me was bad. You know, I was working for a paycheck. You know, I wasn't working for building my company back then. That would be it. When I changed my mindset to, my job is to build this company, not do the work. Well, I'm working for a company. I'm not working for myself. And that shift in mindset is really what got me going.
You know, it reminds me, every now and then I ask a question of myself. Earlier today, I had a call with someone and they asked me what they felt one of my biggest strengths was. And I said, it was self-awareness. And I'm pretty self-aware for the most part. And because of that, every now and then I ask myself, if I were fulfilling this role in someone else's company, would I still have a job? You know,
that's like, a good point, man.
Yeah. And And it's mainly like when I bring it up with people, and this isn't a problem for you because you're crushing it right now. I mean, you went from 50 grand in revenue to a million this year, and then you're probably going to close this $2.5 million project here. So you're going to go from selling and producing 50 to produce 8, 9, a million. You've already produced 8. So, and so, you'll produce over a million this year and you'll have sold 3 million something. Right. So, so I don't think that's an issue for you, but a lot of people that own a contracting business, they don't see themselves as a salesperson. And I always ask them, I go like, if you were selling the same shit for someone else, would you have a job? Like, would you be hitting your goals? Do you even know what your goals are and things like that? And that's usually a good little wake up call for people. Like, and most people, when they're honest, they go, no, I probably would have been canned by now because I make every excuse in the world to not, you know, do the things I need to do activity wise to lead to the success that I want or the goals that we have. So,
yeah.
All right. So you said, Gina, or hire a bookkeeper. You said raise your prices and work on your mindset.
Yeah, mindset's the big one. Yeah. Those things. I mean, it's been a whirlwind of shit I've been taking in and doing. You know, it's a puzzle, really. You know, it's a big puzzle, and every little piece you add to it helps complete the picture. Those were the three big ones for me, really.
Yeah. So you know, I can't have a conversation like this without asking kind of like how this has impacted the family. Because for those that were at Mile High Profit Summit last year, 2021, we're actually, it's 2022, it begins 4 weeks from today as we record this. But anyway, one of the first things I said when I got on stage, and I think it was my first talk, I said, I don't care about your business. I care about your family. I care about your life. You can always start another business. And so just the family and the relationships and all those things mean so much to me personally. And I know the toll it takes on the business when you don't have your shit squared away there. Right. So give us kind of a before and after snapshot.
Yeah, my relationship with my wife is uncommon. I actually just brought it up with a friend of mine this morning. He's like, yeah, that's what you have is uncommon. We have a lot less stress in the house. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm home every day. I'm not in South Carolina or North Dakota. I'm home more. We're able to do more, you know, not just for ourselves, but in general. We give them to the community. We're doing that. Like, it's just made everything so much better. Our life has been turned around, and we're still in the beginning of this, you know?
Yeah.
Last year was rough. Financially, we had to use credit card. We hadn't had credit card debt in years. Mm-hmm. And we had to use credit cards for a lot of stuff, pretty much maxed them out. I was so far behind on payroll and the stress that I had on me. I'm a huge asshole when I'm stressed out. Mm-hmm. I want to be left the fuck alone until I figure it out and straighten it out. And then come back to me and we'll pick back, you know, but I just got to take care of the fucking problem now. Yeah, it was rough. And now every day my wife is just amazed at what's happening. We're kind of living the life we always dreamed of, you know, and we can take care of stuff we need to take care of. We're not stressing about shit anymore. I don't know, man. Our future is bright and we can see it now. When we've come out of some really dark places, man. And that's the difference. Yeah. We have such optimism for the future now, everybody.
Well, it's optimism that's rooted in evidence, you know,
and
a lot of people are hopeful about things, but they're just going, I'm just going to be optimistic, but they're not going to take any steps to make their situation better. They're not going to look in the mirror, own their shit, get uncomfortable like you have. So you said your wife's amazed with where things are at. How's that make you feel?
Oh, man. That ain't safe for a podcast. Pretty good. How's that?
Yeah. For those who can't see him right now, I asked him the question. I thought he was going to burst into tears. You big teddy bear, you big mean boxing teddy bear.
Yeah.
All right. So at the time of this recording, it is August 17th, 2022, 1:57 PM Mountain Time right now for me. That makes it 2:57 for you in Minnesota. Yeah. For cry. Yeah. over by Dare.
I grew up in Texas, though. So
yeah, I used to live in Wisconsin, so close enough. Yeah, I grew up in Illinois, and then I moved beyond the Cheddar Curtain. So it's right now. There's, you know, every time you turn around, some you see it online and some of the groups, and even some of our members in Battleground that are newer and that haven't kind of had the exposure to the things you have with the mindset stuff. You see a lot of fear, you know, and people wanting to kind of shrink back, and they're worried and things like that. Like, what do you tell someone right now that's just like, that's stuck, you know, and they're stuck in general. And then you throw the economy bullshit on top of it. Right. You know, one of the things I know, you know, this, because we talk about this all the time on our calls, is our job is to control the shit that we can control. You know, that's all we can do. And, you know, I don't even want to bring this up. She'll never hear it. So I'm good. So the queen is like really upset because we have an outdoor wedding and it's going to rain on our wedding day. And so plan B is a spot inside of this club, country club that we're getting married at. You know, we picked this late in August because it's the lowest precipitation of the year, all this other stuff. And sure as shit, I'm looking at the weather report. Like right now it's a 60% chance of rain on Saturday. Right. And I'm still holding out. It dropped to 40 now. See, I'm holding, it goes from 30 to 50 to 60 to 70, like all day. And I'm like, honey, stop looking at it. Right. Like, it's going to be what it's going to be. And she feels horrible because she's like, well, we wouldn't have paid to have this big outdoor wedding and this beautiful scenery with the mountains behind us. Like we all want it to be, you know what I'm saying? And I just keep, and she's mentally tough and all that, but right now it's kind of, today's been like the realization that it could rain. And so I think she's got to work through that for a couple hours. You know what I mean? Cause those who know her, you know, she's mentally tough as shit, man. And you know, but she's kind of working through the disappointment that it could be. And I just said, hey, I've told you from the beginning, no matter what the weather is, no matter who shows up, who doesn't show up, no matter what, if my tux fits or doesn't fit, whatever it is, I'm like, I still get the girl at the end of the day. And that's all I give a shit about. Right. And we're controlling what we can control. We have zero control over psycho bitch Mother Nature. And, you know, it just, the weather's going to be what it is. And that's how I kind of look at it with what's going on right now in the economy and stuff. You know what I mean?
Recession, inflation. We have a phrase for that in our house.
What is it?
Radical acceptance. We use that a lot. And it's a psychology term. You can't control the way shit happens. All you can control is how you react to it. And that comes up often here, you know, and it's anything in life.
Yeah.
I don't have shit to do with lumber prices, except I got to buy lumber. So I've just got to accept that fact and do what I can with it to keep going, you know?
Yeah.
Because otherwise you just give up.
Hmm. Yeah, well, that's great advice for the question I asked you for people that are stuck right now, right? That are a little bit worried and stuff, because it makes me think of Jim Rohn, old motivational speaker. I think he trained Tony Robbins and stuff, died several years ago, but I'm going to butcher his quote. It was something along the lines of, don't wish things were easier, wish you were better.
Yeah.
And that's what you've done. Like with the lumber prices, you're like, the prices are what they are. You have zero control over the prices. So you have basically a couple options. You could play scared, drop your shorts, you know, all in the name of, I just want to be fair to my customers and all that other bullshit. Right. So I'm not going to charge what I need to charge. Or you could go, all right, I'm going to radically accept the reality here. I love that phrase, by the way. I'm going to use it from now on. And radical acceptance, accept it, and then go, and I'm going to work on getting better as a marketer, as a leader, as a salesperson, and knowing my numbers. And I'm going to get better at tightening the belt on our overhead, so we're carrying a lighter pack if we need to, or whatever it might be. And a lot of times, this is what I want to encourage people with in this scenario with the economy, because I've been through this in 08 in business and stuff, and it was rough. You can wait out everything and see how it goes and probably fall flat on your face and be out of business or be in huge debt, right? If you just kind of just go, well, this is just what it is, right?
Right.
Or you can do what you're doing and put your game face on, go on the attack, control the things you can. Either way, on the other end of it, okay, in your case, even if everything fucking fell apart, you would at least be able to look in the mirror and go, I did everything I could do in my power. Right. And, but you don't know how it's going to play out with what you're doing now. I kind of know how it's going to play out because you're going to stand apart. But if you were sitting on your ass right now, cowering in fear and, you know, not leveling up your skills and all that other stuff, if you didn't take any of the action, the guaranteed result in that case is you're going to be in a world of hurt a year from now.
Right.
So the one guarantee is you do nothing. You don't go on the attack. You're going to be fucked at some point. And I hope people hear that because that's all the difference. You know, I was talking to Neil today. We were having a little check-in call with me and him and in the company. I said, I'll just own my shit here. I said something. So every day we get alerts in our CRM of what our, on our Slack channel and stuff of, you know, what we sold that day and blah, blah, blah. And yesterday's sales number was one of the lowest it's been in as long as I can remember. And I said something to Neil. And the reason I'm sharing this, you guys, is I want people to know that it doesn't matter like where you're at in life. The temptation to go back to your old mindset is always looking for a way in. Okay. Because our brains want to protect us from discomfort and they want to shelter us and blah, blah, blah. I said something to the extent of, huh, I wonder if the recession's really starting to hit. And he said, and this is why your community is so important and your team's so important. He said, well, Tom, remember, we don't participate in recessions. And I'm like, touche, my friend, let me get my head out of my ass. And then what's funny is I woke up this morning and I just went into the CRM on my own. I'm just like, I wonder if like it was a glitch yesterday or something, you know, and it, no, it was the same shitty number. But today's number was back where it normally is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, and dude, what was funny is last night I was laying in bed. I slept maybe 2 hours because I'm laying in bed, all this fucking negative self-talk and stuff.
Yeah.
And the whole night I'm like, get your head out of your ass. Come on. You're a magnet for money and success. Good shit happens. Blah, blah. Like I'm literally trying to lullaby myself to sleep with positive affirmations and shit. And I finally did for 2 hours, but, and there's other shit like the wedding and all this other stuff that's on my mind. And I just, you know, and then I think what really did is I had a really early morning call with a client that I coach one-on-one who's in Australia. And so whenever I have a really early call, I'm like, don't oversleep, even though my alarm is set. And so I lay there the whole night, just like, I'm going to fucking miss the call, you know? And so I think all these things combined, I just didn't sleep. So it wasn't one thing, but I share that because we all, you know, I don't have a rash, but you know, you have a bad rash and it goes away and then it flares up again, right? Something like that. Or, you know, you got a bad shoulder or a bad hip and the fucking weather front comes in and your shoulder flares up. That's how I view this self-talk shit, that if you're not on it every day and working on your mindset above and beyond all, above all things, getting oxygen in that way first, taking care of you, that crack is wider and wider and wider for that bullshit to get back in your head.
Yeah, it is. Whenever I neglect myself and don't get oxygen, everything else starts falling to shit. Almost immediately.
Yep. What do you struggle with the most right now?
Oh, fuck. I'm right in the middle of some really big changes. My solution to lumber prices was to take it out of construction, and I became a dealer for insulated concrete forms. And right now I'm struggling with kind of putting that all together. It's kind of in this lull where I'm not really selling because I don't have my package of what I'm selling together quite yet.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I've got a plan for it. I don't know. It's hard for me to pick out a struggle right now because every day I'm working on something and it just kind of makes the struggle not as important, you know?
Yeah.
I'm fixing whatever I'm struggling with every day.
Yeah. One of my first coaches, probably 20 years ago, I was totally stressed about something. I don't know his exact words, but basically he said, Tom, this anxiety that you're feeling is energy, right? And you can direct your energy towards the anxiety, or you can direct your energy towards positive action. And either way that you direct it, you will create momentum in that direction.
Yeah.
And isn't it amazing how quickly we fucking go down the tube when we allow ourselves to go the negative way?
It is, man.
Like,
crazy.
I'm blown away. Like, it could be 20 years of fucking work on my mindset and it goes out the window in like 3 minutes if I'm not careful.
Yeah. So someone hangs up on you over something stupid, or, you know, it's maybe I am a piece of shit.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, dude, I know we bounced around on some things today. As we wrap this up, I want to just give you an opportunity to just kind of have the floor. If there's anything that you feel, see, I love putting people on the spot like this, man. It's, you can handle it though. Cause I don't give you this in advance. I just want you to speak from the heart, but like what's you got, hundreds of thousands of contractors, no pressure, that listen to this show. What do you want to share with them that we haven't talked about already? Anything coming to mind?
Oh man. You know, it's a lonely world being a contractor. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot on your shoulders that people don't realize. You know, I'm not responsible for feeding my family. I'm responsible for feeding what, 10 families now. You got to keep your head down and keep taking a step forward every day. Take your lumps when you get hit, mm-hmm. get back up and keep going. You'll never lose a fight if you get back up every time.
Well, you were a boxer, so I suppose we can take your word at that. No, I think that's solid, man, because that loneliness that entrepreneurs or business owners feel, right, is very, very real. And I would say if you're not feeling it, you're not in touch at what's at stake. Because you're like, I got 10 families. You know, it's not just about me anymore. When you're an employee somewhere, it's just about you. Now, obviously, right. You want to do your job and represent the company well and shit. But as an employee, you're most likely not the one laying in bed at night going, man, I got to fill the calendar for 2 weeks from now, you know, or I got to figure this thing out, or I got to collect that money because that customer's a D-bag or whatever it is. Like all these things that weigh on you. And until it's kind of like, I know you were Navy, but I'm Marine Corps. Like people are like, what's it like being in the Marines? You know, my son, when he went in, he's like, Dad, what's it like? And I'm like, I can't explain it to you. Right. Like, it's just, you'll know when you get there, what it's like.
Right.
And it's just like, there's, I can't do it justice. And I think that's how it is when you step into wearing the hat as a business owner. It's just like until you're in the thick of it, you don't get it, and you never will, and you're not supposed to either. So it's not like a bad thing; it just is.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you shared that about, you know, which I think makes the case for why it's so. And listen, this is going to sound like I'm plugging Battleground in our programs, which of course I'm my own biggest fan.
I'll plug it for you, man. I fucking love it.
But like whether it's this or another company or, you know, that does what we do or similar to what we do, that's a better fit for you. You guys, you have to have a community around you of people who get it, you know, or else it's even lonelier.
The community in there has a lot to do with my success this year.
All right. You get one word to describe the community. What is it?
Brotherhood.
Yeah. I'd say that works.
Yeah. I haven't felt anything like this since I was in the Navy. Yeah. You know, this kind of connection to people that are on the same mission.
Yeah. Yep. Because there's some real talk that goes on in there, man. Like, I know we have our free group and stuff. That ain't shit compared to what happens behind the scenes. Because for those listening inside Battleground, you know, members are getting on the phone with each other and they're going deep and dark. I mean, I'm no names here or anything, but like shit, like my wife's leaving me and I don't know what to do. And my kid hates me, or I just got diagnosed with something. They got to work through it. Or I got to come up with, you know, $100,000 by Friday.
Right.
You know, and you're like really, really leaning on one another. And that's just like the surface shit. You know, I don't mean like the health stuff is surface, but like the business stuff, but that's the depth of the relationships continues to blow my mind inside of there, man. It like just, the conversation I had earlier today with someone, one of those conversations I would mention earlier, that's what this dude said to me. He's like, I'm just blown away how tight that community is. If you get off your ass and get involved.
That's the thing.
So
there's about 20 people or so that you notice involved and they're all doing pretty good things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, there's around 300 people in there. And there are people that I would call like wallflowers that just listen to stuff, and they're introverted, and that's totally cool. And we get that, and they implement things and they're winning too. They're just quieter about it. I think every group has like that top percentage of people that are kind of like the real vocal ones in a group, you know, and that's what you're a part of. But, you know, bottom line is implementation, and it's right. And having a community that gets it, gets you, understands what you're going through, and is there and has your back. So, well, dude, if somebody wants to hire you or come work for you, learn more about who you are, what you got going on, how do they find you?
We got a website, youngbergbuilds.com. Then we're on Facebook is Youngberg Builders. My phone number is 218-389-4570.
All right. Everybody that listens to this, dial that number today. As soon as you hear it, just dial it and go, hi, Jason. That'd be
fun. It goes to my assistant first.
You got like 10,000 calls in a week. No, don't do that.
My numbers.
Yeah. Close rate would suck. Well, dude, I appreciate you. And thanks so much, number one, for your flexibility today. I was running late. I was getting my tux fitted. That was a shit show. And then the way you give into the group and to others and the example you're setting, I have no doubt that you're going to continue to kick some ass. And I can't wait to see where you're at another year from now, buddy.
Well, I appreciate it. It means a lot coming from you. And I look forward to seeing you next month.
That's right. We'll be at Mile High. Guys, if you listen to this and we haven't had the event yet, I'm not sure when this comes out, get your ass to Denver. All right. I'm just telling you, just get there. Good shit is going to happen in the room. For those that were there last year, you remember on the last day, there was a young guy about 22 who got up and he had a baby on the way, and he was just facing the reality of the type of man that he wanted to be. It was pretty fucking emotional on the last day, you guys. Like, it came out of left field. It wasn't planned. He just got up and wanted to share. I brought him up on stage. He's going to join me on stage this year, and we're going to give an update of where he's at. I mean, so it's some pretty cool stuff, and it's powerful. Nice. So, but anyway, spouses are half price. So if you want to bring your spouse, which you should, so that you're all on the same page, it's more than a business event, you guys. It's a life event. And with that, Jason, appreciate you, buddy. And guys, give us a rating, review, share this with another contractor. You guys rock. We got to roll.